Now, good afternoon, Zalina. Okay.
Hi.
I'm Beth Concepcion. I'm based here in FDU Vancouver campus. So we'll be doing the interview regarding the New Jersey YMCA Community Conversations Project. So for the first question, how has your life changed since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
I feel like my life's changed in terms of it's become more hectic and a lot more stressful, just because now with the pandemic, there's a lot more moving parts, especially with school, and just like little things, like grocery shopping and things like that. Like a lot of those things take a lot more time and a lot more planning now since the pandemic.
Okay, for the next question, what was the biggest or hardest challenge for you and your family during the pandemic?
I think the biggest challenge was definitely not being able to see my family, and not being able to like kind of hug them and things like that. I didn't realize how big of an impact things like that actually had on me. But yeah, I would definitely say it would be not being able to see them.
Okay. In what way did you address the challenges you encountered during the pandemic? What challenges do you expect to remain after the pandemic?
So some of the challenges, I guess, from the pandemic, I kind of had to do a lot more planning in terms of like if I wanted to do like indoor dining, or if I wanted to just go grocery shopping or regular shopping, or just with school. There was a lot of challenges in terms of having school remote. Post-COVID, I think there's still going to be challenges in terms of like big gatherings and a lot of public events, things like that. I think will definitely be an issue even post-COVID.
Okay, so what were your greatest sources of strengths?
I think my greatest source would have to be my family, just because I guess they were kind of like my support system going through all of this. So I would definitely say my family, my friends, even though we couldn't like physically be around each other, there was a lot of virtual, I guess, hanging out and speaking and things like that. So that definitely gave me a lot of strength.
So Zalina, what are your greatest fears moving forward?
I think my greatest fear is kind of not going back to like a normal pre-COVID lifestyle. Just because it's very, I think everything now with COVID is very stressful. So it does bring upon me a lot of fear to think that we may never go back to something like that.
Okay, so what COVID-19 resources are you aware of or have you benefited from?
COVID-19 resources that I'm aware of, I would only think, like, I can only say that the only resources would probably have to be like the actual vaccine or actual COVID testing. But I haven't, I've gotten the vaccine, but at first in the beginning of the pandemic, there wasn't much option of the COVID testing, but now it's gotten better. So I think those would be like my two biggest resources.
Okay. So what have you learned or where have you received information about the COVID vaccine development?
So I've definitely gone on the CDC website. I've definitely did some research through Pfizer and also through Moderna. I've also received a lot of information just through my own research, just because I'm a pharmacy student, so we kind of have to be up to date with all the new information that comes out. So I would definitely say like the CDC website, Pfizer's website, Moderna, and just, you know, websites that I feel are like good sources. That's where I would definitely get all my vaccine information from.
Okay, so when a vaccine for COVID-19 is made available to the public, would you choose to receive it for yourself or your family? Why or why not?
So I would get the vaccine. I actually did get the vaccine, and I did get it just because I think that we're better with it than without it. And I actually recommended, I at first I did not want my family to get it, but after seeing the study published and reading that and just gathering more information, I did actually want them to get it too, and they are going to get it. So yeah, I would definitely like want everyone to get it.
Oh, that's good to hear. Do you think that all communities have been treated equally during the pandemic, or were their populations favored over the others?
I definitely feel like in Black communities, Latin communities, Caribbean communities, I don't think they were treated equally, and they definitely weren't favored. I know just in terms of like testing and, other resources that like, for people who lost their jobs and stuff like that, it wasn't that accessible to them. I think maybe it's gotten better, but I don't think every community was treated fair, like equally.
Okay, so this is the last question, Selena. What do you think New Jersey could have done better?
Honestly, I'm not sure, because I'm not sure exactly how they rolled everything out. I'm a little familiar with like how they're distributing the vaccine, and I think they're doing a good job with that. But also, I feel like everything is very kind of touch and go, so it's very hard to say what they can do better when, they don't really have much to go off of, themselves.
Okay, so that will be all, Zelina. Thank you so much again for agreeing to participate in this project. And I will end the recording. Hold on.